Kansas Works has the resources needed to build a quality career. Getting help is easy, and it doesn't cost a thing. Just visit KansasWorks.com to find a workforce center near you. And that's how Kansas works. Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
KVOE News time is 8:43. It is Newsmaker 3 time here on what's been a very busy Friday for us here today. And we're pleased to have with us registered nurse Julie Glass of Newman Regional Health as we're talking about the hospital's Wave of Light ceremony, which is coming up here next week. Julie, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good. Well, glad to have you in with us here today. So it sounds like we're setting up for Tuesday for Wave of Light. When are we meeting and where are we meeting?
That's correct. Wave of Light is a organization that we have. It's a global movement, and we have had it for the past about 4 years. It is at the C of E Park, the pond there at the C of E Park, and it's kind of towards the west end.
What time are we going to be gathering and what's going to be taking place?
So we gather at about 6:45. And with this event, like I said, it's a global event and it's every year on October 15th. October is the kind of the month of the Wave of Light to honor the babies that have been lost or infancy loss. So October is that month. So it's every year on October 15th, and it's always at 7 p.m. So the lighting ceremony will be at 7 p.m.
Okay. What else is going to be taking place in addition to the lighting ceremony?
We will have a speaker at the event to kind of talk about maybe their experience or what this event is about. I'm not sure who the speaker is yet at this time. But hopefully we have a good turnout and the people can of the community can kind of see what this is all about.
There's also, if memory serves me from last year, there's like a slideshow, if memory serves me correctly. Is that going to be part of the
Yes, there's a slideshow. People could make submissions to the slideshow. If you go on the Newman Regional Health website, there should be a link called Wave of Light, and you could make submissions there, and it's you can put photos, videos, meaningful phrases, anything that you want, or just name of baby or the family of the lost child or
Okay. This is, again, the Wave of Light ceremony, which is going to be Tuesday evening. We're joined by Julie Glass of Newman Regional Health. This is a weighty topic, obviously. Obviously, this is an event that's designed to help, really, I guess, provide comfort. Would that be probably the best way to describe
Correct.
It?
Correct. Provide comfort to these families, raise awareness about pregnancy and infant loss. And it's kind of like a way that we want to like break the silence. This is a very deep and intimate thing for emotional thing for a lot of people, and not a lot of people want to talk about it. So this is just a time to, you know, basically, you know, break the silence, if you will.
Yeah. How else is Newman Regional Health, I guess, providing support? Because I obviously there's this event, which is more public, but maybe in a more private setting, how is the hospital at least available for families that are enduring this type of loss?
We have different programs throughout the hospital that people can sign up for. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but we have a lot of things for staff, especially that they can sign up for different organizations or you know, get help or therapy or things that they need. So they do a very good job with that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and just kind of ask you to reset the schedule here for this morning. But again, the Wave of Light ceremony is coming up here Tuesday evening. And again, we're going to be gathering shortly before sunset, the way it sounds.
Yes, Tuesday evening, October 15th. It's that same date every year, 7 p.m. Like I said, it's a global thing, so there's other people around the area also having events. But 7 p.m., light a candle. You don't have to come to the event if you're not comfortable. People can light candles at home. But that's the goal, is to bring a wave of light for remembrance and to honor the lives lost.
And you can still submit your special messages and pictures if you want to.
Yes, we are still taking submissions throughout today and maybe Monday at the latest.
Okay, so the website to do that is newmanrh.org/waveoflight if you would like to do that. Are we missing anything, Julie? Because that's pretty much all the questions
I think that's about it, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, and
thanks,
we'll probably
Chuck.
See you this weekend then. Thank you. Julie Glass joining us with Newman Regional Health Registered Nurse as we talk about the Newman Regional Health Wave of Light activities for Tuesday. Wanted to let you know that our Newsmaker 2 on Monday, this is a recent add to our live and local calendar, we'll be chatting with Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelch. We're starting to get into the peak deer rut season over the next several weeks, although vehicle deer collisions are basically all year long now. They really start peaking the next several weeks. We'll talk about that in more detail 8:20 Monday morning here on KVOE.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Chuck. KVOE Live and Local, 8:49. Good morning.